Game plan you had defensively against the Broncos last year, where it, I don't know, you squatted on the routes or looked like you really put pressure on Orton and he threw a bunch of short passes. Do you see from Orton this year that he might have a little more answer?
And I really haven't compared it to last year. I thought last year they were pretty complete. You know, Josh obviously has been putting passing games together for a long time, and you know, he likes to do the things he likes to do, and he has expanded probably this year maybe a little bit in some other things that he's doing that we've noticed. But they got a complete passing attack. Obviously, it's been tremendously effective. They've got weapons at every position. Kyle's playing really well. Just a really good team. I really like Carl Buckholder sometimes in the screen game and things like that. He's really dangerous. So they've got a bunch of weapons.
Since you did prepare for the Broncos last year, watching them on film and obviously studying now, I mean, what is the biggest on Orton specifically? What is the biggest differences you're seeing maybe from when you prepared for them last year?
You know, I really don't see a lot of differences. When we prepared for them last year, you know, they were 6-0 and they were rolling. I mean, they were moving the ball on everybody and having a lot of success. And that's kind of what we find again this year. They've even more so, and they're probably a year more into their system. Probably understand each other. You know, Josh has got a good handle on his guys and how to use them, and I think they probably understand the system even that much better. And that's the biggest thing. They just continue to improve as an offense.
What sort of differences do you see out of the front seven? And obviously Justin Bannon is a guy that you know pretty well. What, you know, how different are they now from a year ago?
Well, you know, their defense is different. Don has done a great job. And, you know, he's my buddy, but he's done a great job with that defense there. They play really hard. They run to the ball every snap. They're very physical. They're very technique conscious at all levels. So you just see good fundamental defense everywhere you see it. And then they give you a lot of problems with some of the different fronts and the changeups with coverages and things they give you and the pressure. But the front seven's probably the biggest, most dramatic change personnel-wise that they've had, adding three more guys in there at least, I think. And I would say Justin's probably led the way. You know, he's a guy we're very familiar with. We love him. He was a huge part of what we were doing here. We were very disappointed to lose him. You know, obviously it was a great opportunity for him out there to expand and be a leader, and he's done that. You know, we recognize what we see, and that's what we saw here all those years. So, and then, you know, they got Jamal inside. He's just a force in the middle. And Vickerson, you know, he's a guy we're just starting to watch for the first time. He's really playing well. He reminds me of some of those Steelers defensive ends that you see. So big and physical, great hands. Big linebackers, DJ Williams running all over the place. So it's just a good group.
Can you talk about your running game a little bit? We just had Ray on the phone, and I know maybe it hasn't been exactly the season that everybody's anticipated out of him so far, but can you just talk about their development and how they're coming along?
Yeah, well, we really like our running backs. I mean, I think, you know, it'd be a mistake to think that, you know, that we can't run the ball or anything like that. You know, obviously we ran the ball, I thought, fairly effectively against a great Steelers defense. And, you know, we're gonna be able to run the ball, but you know, you kind of grow as an offense and you kind of move in directions that you go because of the personnel that you have. But I like our running backs. Ray's a great guy. He's a pro. He's a hard worker, very talented, very dangerous. He can catch. He can run tackle to tackle. He can run outside. He's good in pass protection. I think he's becoming a complete back, but he's still young and there's still things that he needs to learn. And he'd probably be the first to tell you that.
Coach, what does Flacco do, you know, that gives you confidence in those close games coming down the stretch?
Well, I mean, you know, he's won a couple for us now. He's had, you know, the last two games he's brought us back in the fourth quarter in the last minute, obviously, so that's encouraging. But he's still a young guy, you know. Joe's only in his third year. He's not like Kyle, who's been around a number of years, or some of the other guys in the league that have, you know, so there's going to be ups and downs. There's a growth process going on. But he's got what it takes, and our guys have confidence in him. He's got some weapons around him, so you know, I'm really excited about the way he played, especially in those last two drives last week.
No, you're a special teams guy. Did you see the Monday night game, and then yeah. I guess from that, what, you know, the lessons about what special teams can do to a game?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's something that, you know, people tend to forget, but you know, those special teams battles are hard fought battles in there every single week. And a lot of times, you know, it takes a whole heck of a lot of effort just to come out even sometimes and to neutralize a great returner like Eddie Royal or somebody like that. So that's and then it just doesn't get noticed, and all of a sudden some plays get made and everybody's talking about it. unfortunately a coach loses his job and stuff like that. And, you know, it's a tough area, man. There's a lot of pressure on those guys.
John, how do you decide if a guy can play special teams or not? Maybe if he hasn't done it before, or you haven't seen him play it before.
Well, you know, that's a good question. I think there's some characteristics that carries over to football players, you know, and guys that like football, guys that want to run and hit and play with their hands well, guys that are conscientious, you know, guys that have good balance and good feet. Those guys are usually pretty good special teams players, and that usually translates into them being good defensive players or even good offensive players. I haven't seen too many really great players in this league that weren't good special teams players for whatever period they played it early in their career. There's a few exceptions, but most of those guys, you know, just they're standouts right from the get-go, and that's how for us, it's kind of a progression. It'd be hard to become a contributor on our offense or our defense if you aren't willing or able to play special teams well for us.
What was your position on using starters there, or what is it now even?
Well, yeah, we do. I mean, you know, you just got to balance out the reps. You know, I mean, obviously, Ray Lewis is not a guy going to play a lot of special teams for you, but he's been out there like on punt safe, you know, defense, things like that. But no, we play our guys. Dwan Landry plays as a starter. We've got different guys who play different roles based on how many reps they get on the offensive or defensive side. So we're for it.
Do you try and manage that during the week so you don't wear guys out, or how do you go about that?
Oh yeah, I think it goes hand in hand. You know, that's when the reps in the game go hand in hand with reps in practice, and you really have to manage it. But if they're going to play out there on Sunday, they have to practice during the week. It's no different. You know, I mean, a guy may miss a couple days or a week or so with injuries and still play a game, but over the long haul, you need to practice to play well.
Surprised at how much impact Dawkins is still having on the game, given his age?
Man, I don't know about surprised, but amazed. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, we have a great relationship. He's one of the guys I admire the most in football. You know, I love him. We were brothers in arms there for many years, and he is the spiritual and maybe even the physical leader of that defense. I mean, he's always around the ball. He's delivering big hits. He can still cover. He can still blitz. You know, we've got one, Ed Reed, who's, you know, not going to play in this game, obviously, who has a lot of respect for Brian too and what he's done. So yeah, he's the man. He's the man, no doubt about it.